Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone. We're gonna stir it up and do things our way. So if you wanna
move, get out of our way. Hey, hey, hey!
We're back.
Yep, that's right. We are back. And we kind of have some, this is really kind of, it depends on what, and it's a little mean joke, but I didn't say, you, me, and Kenya are all equals now, and that none of us are probably employed by Bravo by the time people hear this this episode. Some things are going on in Atlanta. Like, we had to jump in on that.
Some things? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Girl. Like, lots of things. Well, one big thing.
Oop. Yeah, they're filming the new season. Mm-hmm. And she was hosting an opening for her hair salon. Mm-hmm. Right. And there, the rumor is there's a lot of conflicting reports and mystery, but that she aired on camera at her event for the show a sex tape. I've heard varying accounts for screens with sex, a sex tape of the new hire.
What I've heard is that she put up posters of an image of the new housewife, Brittany Eady, either performing fellatio on a man or with her face near a penis. That might have come from her OnlyFans page. Mm-hmm. And that she put them all up around the studio, her hair studio, Kenya's hair studio. And then that was filmed. So it was there at the filming when everybody got there for the filming. And this was something that nobody knew about. Mm-hmm. And Brittany was not happy with this. Everybody was shocked at this because it wasn't just like a joke. And like, it seemed unprovoked. That's what people are saying. So
I've heard, yeah, there's a lot I've of heard discourse. Audio. I have oh, heard have. Audio. I mean, it's floating around the internet. It's just audio, and I don't know if it necessarily syncs up with the event or the unveiling, but it's Kenya saying like she's a $1,400 OnlyFans hoe. Something well, yeah. like that. I heard $1,400 hoe, all that kind of stuff. I didn't say the meat of it here, though, is that Brittany filed an HR complaint. And mm-hmm. Bravo has suspended indefinitely mm-hmm. Kenya Moore from mm-hmm. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. People are talking about this a lot, about it being a double standard. Why wasn't Tom Sandoval suspended because of the revenge porn lawsuit from Raquel Leviss, Rachel? And there's a great TikToker who I have to credit our follower Sutton's Purse Vodka. She turned me on, her Twitter page turned me on to this TikTok creator who is Erica from Black Girls Who Brunch. So she's got a great one. I watched this
too. Shout out to SME.
And I thought it was great because Erica did several posts, and she used to be like a defamation lawyer. So mm-hmm. she knows how all this stuff goes. And she basically was saying, look, what happened with Sandoval was not during filming, was not during employment, it was not shown on camera. And mm-hmm. so is it kind of under the purview of Bravo? A little bit, but not exactly. This was done on camera
four cameras.
Two. Yeah. And with production, like, that's why this is different. She also was talking because people are like, well, what about, you know, Phaedra? And this brought up something that I did not know. She was like, well, because Phaedra, part of it was that Phaedra got that information from her producer, Carlos King. That was when Phaedra got that info, got that lie about Candy. This is allegedly, I'm just going to say allegedly. Allegedly, Carlos told Phaedra that, was basically trying to produce this stuff. So told Phaedra that lie, which Phaedra then obviously told Portia, and then Portia like threw out there. So in that sense, Bravo was caught there and was like, okay, well, we have to like let you go because you can't be doing that. But then it turns out that our producer told you about this. Well, then our hands are dirty now too. So they're kind of like almost like bringing Phaedra back in a way to do her right. But she also was gone for at least 5 years. Like,
yeah.
And I would say, I think she's done her penance and like, she's.
Well, I think a big difference too, or why Kenya really screwed up with this is the timing.
Mm-hmm.
The timing of things have changed at Bravo, the reality reckoning. Morocco, girls trip with Brandy versus Caroline Manzo, you have the Leah lawsuits, everything. And it's just, it used to be that these kind of stunts, you're an independent contractor. What you do on camera is your business. And something like this kind of sexual content unveiling would have been the centerpiece of the season trailer even just a few years ago. But now they have to change with the times, and things like violence, sexual harassment, kind of, they have a real HR perspective. Mm-hmm. And Kenya, by the way, is a 12-year veteran.
Yep.
She has been here through it all. And this, would, to me, felt like a really lowbrow amateur move.
Right. Like, but also, this is what Kenya does, though. Like, Kenya, I have a love-hate relationship with Kenya. Like, there are times when I feel like a lot of the times I'm that meme of Tyra yelling, we're rooting for you. Like, I'm always rooting for her. But kind of like what I said last episode about, I compared her, Kenya and Lindsay, to each other, is that they use their sad pasts to gain sympathy in order to try to get a pass for the shitty things that they do to other women. And this is a prime example. This is another prime example of what she does. I mean, the way that like Kenya has treated Marlo in the past, the way that, and Marlo's another thing, but not thing, another, the Marlo is a whole other issue there, but you know, she's, the way she talks down to people all the time. It's just, I mean, she's definitely got this whole like, I really want love and I really want you to love me, but I'm also going to push you away and hurt you before you can hurt me. She knew that joke wasn't funny. It's not a funny joke. It's not a joke.
Yeah, it's just so, it's such an amateur. I would get it if, say, the new girl did this to Kenya, someone coming on the show to make a big splash, and they thought completely still out of line. But they're desperate to earn their spot. Kenya is a 12-year, at this point, she is what would be the OG or the matriarch, the reigning anchor of the show. This was her season to shine. She didn't have Kenya. I'm sorry, Kenya didn't have Candy. There wasn't Sheree. I mean, she was the OG and the anchor. This is like really lowbrow season one Vanderpump Rules kind of garbage, you know?
Yeah.
This is like Jax and
Think that maybe because in a sense she was like the number one guy in the group, she got too big for her britches in a sense and was like, oh, I can do whatever I want now because I'm the top girl. Like, they're not going to get rid of me. And then Bob was like, oh, fuck yeah, we will.
Yeah. That does bring up a good point, because I think this actually could be beneficial for Atlanta, because it has, you know, there's been a lot of talk about following the path of New York and doing a reboot or a shakeup and everything like that. And I think this is the perfect opportunity to pivot, because they have Portia back. And at the moment then, with Kenya suspended indefinitely, I don't see them bringing her back. And it's not just because what she did was so horrible. It's the climate. It's the climate with HR, with lawsuits. They need to show the people that the company, that the producers, everyone takes this kind of stuff seriously. But they already have Portia back on the show right now. She could technically anchor it as a modern version of an OG. And they can pivot the show to her group of friends, slightly younger demographic, a little newer, a new direction, because the show has been on a long time and it still harkens back to its original cast, and it like it needs a shakeup. This would, having Portia lead it would make it a light refresh instead of a hard reboot.
And speaking of Phaedra, maybe they could move Phaedra back to Atlanta Housewives. I mean, she's on Married to Medicine now. That's a week. It's, she's good on Married to Medicine, love her, but it's a weak stretch for her to like get on the show. But it was, in a way, it was like an olive branch of like, let's see if you can do this. Like, we put you on Girls Trip, and then we put you on this, and then you were a fan, and then she was a fan favorite on Traitors. So maybe they try to see about putting her back. But I wonder, though, I wonder how her relationship is with Portia, though, because that's what would be weird if they were the two main ones. Because, yeah, I don't know.
Portia has been giving nods on social media in support of Kenya. I've heard she's liked things and stuff. And so I didn't know they had such a bond. Perhaps it's motherhood. But I mean, they do need, they just need, Kenya's been on the show 12 years. And we're seeing in other franchises where this, they're trying to kind of shed, look, they got rid of Vicky. You don't want it to come to New York where they just have to shut the whole show down. That's why I keep like, take Portia, maybe bring back Phaedra, but go in a different direction without having to end the series and start a new RHOA part two, you know, like they did with New York.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I will say, though, I do think this is just my opinion, from working in the casting world, but I do not have any like specific knowledge, particularly about like Atlanta Housewives, but I do know like there's so much reality television that actually is filmed in Atlanta and that is based around Atlanta, and that has been over the last like 10 years. Atlanta is very farmed out when it comes to finding cast members, to be honest with you.
Because so many, there are so many other shows pulling from the
so many shows. And as big as Atlanta is, it is not New York, it is not LA, it is not Chicago, it is not Miami. It is large, but it is not still that big. It's almost like, I don't know, maybe it should go away for a year. You know what I mean? To kind of regroup and like give some time for some fresh stuff. But so many shows, and shows you don't even know exist, have been farmed out there. Carlos King knows, like he runs shows because he don't work for Bravo anymore. You know, he's got his own stuff going on, but like so many own shows, so many Will Packer shows, so many shows like are based out of Atlanta and cast out of there. So it can be, I would say this though, if there's anybody who lives in Atlanta who would like to be on Real Housewives, don't go for anything else. Don't get called in for anything else. Then no other reality dating show. Come on. Don't do that. Nope.
That's something I will say. That's good advice. They know when you've been trying out for every other show, and they know when you've been overpitched, and when you've been overpitched, you look desperate and you're not desirable. Like I'm going on doing a lot of friend of cameos. Let me give you an example. Who is that woman? Oh God. Ramona's friend, one of the last seasons.
Elaine.
She was doing some pop, you know, they flash back. She was in seasons as a friend of background, etc. And in Bravo, they say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? So if you think you're going to go make your rounds on various Bravo shows in the background and kind of circle your way up, you don't want that. They don't want that.
It's definitely good to like know the casting directors or the casting people and to be on their radar and to talk to them and to have them love you. Awesome. But like if you're good enough, if you're memorable enough, they will find a show for you or they will get you on the show. They will find a way if you're right for it. You know what I mean? So yeah.
They're not going to take you. You can show up on Below Deck as fabulous as you want, make a splash. It's not going to get you transferred onto Housewives. No. You can't JC your way into Housewives, basically.
It's so true. Well, this real quick, this did kind of like make me think between what happened on Morocco Girls Trip, what's happening with New Jersey, right? I mean, we haven't even talked about New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You haven't watched it. I mean, I have to, there's so much with sometimes like, so much toxicity with a lot of the shows nowadays, I feel like, and with the fandoms lately, it's starting to become not as much fun as it used to be. Like, you know, you talk about how from the very beginning, since I first met you, how you watched them because you wanted to, you don't like your Housewives relatable because you want to see it as aspirational.
And I don't watch it to be like, oh, they remind me of, I'm like, give me something I don't see in my everyday life.
Right. And I somewhat disagree with you, yet at the same time, though I do agree with you, because the way things are kind of happening nowadays, I feel like it's all fighting at dinners, fighting it on trips, fighting at this, fighting at that. It's none of like the, oh, like here, let's have an aspirational, like fun trip to somewhere. And it's just gorgeous and it's beautiful. And like, we did funny things and whatever. And I know you need to have a little bit of drama, but I kind of need the break from the drama. I need them to have the like ups and downs, like to pace themselves. And it just seems like with some of the franchises, the Housewives specifically, it's just getting too toxic. I don't know. How are you feeling about that?
Well, yeah, that's why I'd like them to pivot right now with like, say, Atlanta to Portia anchoring it. I think they've let these OGs and they've let some of these casts run too long to where like New Jersey is the prime example. It's the same feud carried over season to season. It's been going on for like a decade. And it does need a shake up. It's not an issue of age. I'm not saying go younger, like to make it cooler. I'm saying you just need fresh blood. I mean, they keep circling back with shakeups where they bring back someone who left the show five. How many times? And I love Sheree. Sheree is not one I'm against bringing back. I love her. But how many times have they brought her back? I mean, it's like they keep dipping into the past. These shows aren't really going and looking to the future. Now's the time.
Well, again, that's what I'm saying. It's hard. I think it's harder to cast that show. You know, it's just, it was hard. I mean, I worked on casting the last season of Married to Medicine. It was hard to cast that season. And basically the only real new one they brought in was, oh my God, I can't even remember her name now. Somebody's yelling at the thing. But anyway, there's just like basically one new girl and you were like, oh, okay. And she barely was on there. And she literally, like truly her audition tape, she sparkled so much more than she did on the show. Like, I think she just got on the show and just kind of like, was like, oh, I gotta be this. And it was like, no girl, you gave us this in the audition. You're supposed to be that. Like, although I will say, I think that group of women is quite intimidating. I would be the same. So anyway,
sometimes for you guys, I wish it was like a classroom, like a college classroom. So I could point and play, you know, like a screen projector behind me. Cause I have been watching this clip a lot and it's been all over social media, but it is Nene who, by the way, if you're going to bring someone from the past back, it's never going to happen. Nene's been part of the lawsuit circle, but she, to me, objectively, like, I know last week we did a shout out, a tribute to Luann as a favorite, one of the greatest, but I'm just, like, if you look at it in terms of gifts, in terms of Nene has the most media pop culture impact of any housewife ever. Mm-hmm. She's even in the Smithsonian. So I mean that she's really? she's included in a mural. She's included in a mural of African American entertainers and people who've contributed to culture over the years. I mean, no, she's iconic, and as much as we probably won't see it because of these lawsuits. Mm-hmm. However, if you can't get her, then move forward. Just like move forward. I mean, let New Jersey be a, I want to say New York, but New York, we're still going on, but New Jersey, before this, New Jersey was the one teetering on the edge. And now look what Kenya hit the gas.
Yeah.
And I'll show you, Teresa and Melissa.
Guess who can take a franchise faster? Like Kenya basically said, here, hold my beer.
Yeah.
She's like,
by the way, one last thing. Well, Kenya isn't filming. She's also not getting paid because these contracts are, I guess, just say as the contracts, the amount you'll hear, oh, someone's getting paid $2 million a season. That's assuming that they film everything throughout the season. And they don't get paid till the season airs. So, which we've gone over. But the point is, Kenya's losing money. It's not like they're sitting her on the sideline for a paid break. It's pay or play, film for finance. No. So she is losing money. So possibly permanently. On that note, you know who, it would be amazing if we had money to lose, but a way you could help us like build our dreams and make some is to rate, review, and subscribe. Pretty Corrupt Podcast. That's right. Make sure you hit subscribe because we're dropping episodes like any day something amazing happens and we want to give you the take you inside it in real time. So just hit that subscribe and you won't have to worry about missing it. Also, make sure to hit us up on social media. That is at Pretty Corrupt Podcast on TikTok and Instagram and at Pretty Corrupt One on Twitter. Of course, from those profiles, you can find our personal accounts, Stacey's, Nate's, and mine. So you could see us dying to get on a show that gets canceled, too. It'd be a privilege for us. Is it better to have loved or lost than to have never been better to have filmed and been fired than to have never filmed before? On that note,